Welcome to the first recording of our podcast. Today, we are going to talk about Ireland and its effect on women, men, the world, and popular media, and whatever else we want to talk about. My name is Marin.
I'm Evelyn.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're so excited to be here.
Oh my goodness.
First podcast, honestly, dipping our toes into the landscape. Have you guys done any like radio stuff before, or like audio stuff?
I sing, so I've done recordings for songs, but never like talking, you know?
Okay. We're ready. Yeah. We're excited.
We're ready.
We're warmed up.
Yeah. I did a lot of radio. I did some audio, so it's nice to come back.
Michelle is the media queen.
She is the expert here.
We just dabbled in a little radio show, but here we are. Podcast. Yes.
Potting.
We're in our pod era.
I'm ready for my TikTok for you page to like morph into like dude bros.
Oh, me for real.
Oh my god.
We literally, I was thinking about this. Like, I'm so excited for this, but we did say the stereotype, hey, let's start a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, we did that.
Honestly, I feel like you are not a teenage girl if you have not considered like starting a podcast.
Like,
we
got this out of the group chat.
That's
exactly.
So true.
We got it out of the group chat. That deserves an award.
Wish we had like an applause button.
Oh. There we
go.
Such
a coincidence.
Wow.
It was like she just knew that was there.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Ireland.
So we're talking about Ireland today?
Yes.
Oh, really?
This one hits close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And literally.
Oh.
Because I used to live there for a couple years.
Oh, really?
I actually just was able to go back over spring break.
Ooh.
And it was a very fun time. It was honestly very like healing experience, actually.
You're the one.
I was serious. I was just like, oh, sure. Like, I'll go back. My mom was going back for a job, kind of like, mm-hmm. She just went over and I was like, can I come along? And I thought it would just be a fun little experience, but it was so like, I went back and I was like, so much has changed throughout my life and I'm coming back
like,
and it's still the
coming
same.
Coming back like around the circle.
Full circle. It was
circle.
Very full circle moment because I wasn't there since I was like in my cringe middle school era.
Oh,
and so it was really fun. Got to see Cork, got to see the thriving city, still thriving.
Aww. That's so cool. I want to go there so bad.
I know. Ireland seems so fun.
It looks amazing.
It's so amazing. So we'll get more into it. We'll talk about all the culture, the resurgence of the Irish phase.
Yes.
Like something is happening in the world with the Irish culture.
The Irish culture.
We are feeling it.
Speaking of celebrities who have taken over.
Literally, I feel like every single day, a new Irish celebrity or Irish adjacent person takes over. I just want to ask, like, just to start off, what are your guys' favorite Irish celebrities?
Oh,
what a tough question.
I know,
such a tough question.
For me, I know Andrew Scott will always be my one and only. Any single thing he's in, I'm there. Even he, like, performed a Shakespeare play, like, a couple of years ago. And the way he was speaking the lines, like, it was like I understood what he was saying. Like, Shakespeare was there, like... He just has a way with words.
Wow, he moved, Michelle.
I know, literally. I'm an Andrew Scott fan.
So give us a rundown. Like, what is his media of choice? Like, just give us the background.
So he is a film actor. I think he has his roots on stage like any amazing European actor does, it seems today.
Of course.
So, you know, he has his roots on the dramaturgical side.
Oh.
But, you know, he's moved on to film acting. He did TV shows. He did Fleabag. That's his probably most popular role. Hot Priest.
I am a Fleabag fan.
Enthusiast. I love that show. It's amazing.
Yeah, I found him, Andrew Scott, from his movie Handsome Devil. It was on Netflix in 2016. That was like my favorite movie growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has Nicholas Galitzine before he was famous. And then I don't know if you guys know this. I forgot his name. Finn O'Shea. He's like an up-and-coming Irish actor.
No,
I love his name,
O'Shea.
Though.
Everybody in that movie is so good. They're so good.
We're going to be throwing in some accents today.
So,
I'm excited for it.
No, literally. Like, we're going
to
be
And the way you have to say Andrew Scott.
Andrew Scott.
That is just, it's a need.
I know,
you can't just
exactly.
say Andrew Scott.
Oh my gosh.
That's so American.
Do you know who
exactly.
my favorite Scottish celebrity is who's not Scottish? Say it with me. The Queen.
Who?
Adopted Ireland Queen.
Ireland.
I don't know
herself.
Oh yes, Io DeBerry.
I love Io.
I love her. Every single interview that I see of her, I just like love her even more. Everything that she's talking about, and I love that she got like kind of adopted by.
I know
Ireland.
Why Ireland. She's my like Irish Nigerian queen. Like wow.
Did you guys see that photo of her and
Paul Mescal?
Yes, her and Paul Mescal, and everyone's like, oh my god, they're gonna be in a rom com.
Oh my goodness.
And then the author of, oh my god, what is it? It was like. I don't think it was People You Meet on Vacation, but it was like
a similar vibe, kind of thing like that.
And she reposted it on her story.
Oh, like, literally, okay. I would watch that.
It better not be an after part 50. Please no, because that was like the start of the year we were on that. Oh, do you remember?
Yes.
I cannot. Isn't that insane? Who thought it was a good idea in the writing room to be like, oh, so has anyone heard of Wattpad? And someone, I know someone pulled up Wattpad. Yes. Have you heard After is literally like,
it's based on the Harry Styles fanfic.
Because someone literally opened up Wattpad to the first thing on the recommended list and clicked Harry Styles.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I literally saw.
We cannot talk about Wattpad. This will be too much.
We can talk about fanfiction.
That's for a next episode.
Another episode. But my queen, I love her. I love her in The Bear.
Oh my gosh, she's so good.
Everyone get on The Bear. Absolutely. If you haven't seen The Bear, watch The Bear right now. It's on Hulu.
Get on The Bear and then watch the Calvin Klein episode. Calvin Klein promotion.
I love it. I love talking about acting, and I love like her gentle acting, like the way that people can just kind of like display something on their face with barely, you know, like a whisper of emotion, but like it's the perfect moment. I just love it.
And also she's so amazing. Abbott Elementary too. And she plays the main character, Janine's sister.
She does? So funny.
Literally.
Why have I?
I need to catch up on Abbott Elementary. Like, I just remind myself.
I was really into that.
I love Abbott Elementary. Made me think, like, oh, I should be a teacher.
That's so funny. But
it's just so, like, I love watching that because my mom's a teacher. So, like, watching that, I was like, oh, I was like, wow, this is so adorable. My mom does this. And it's just great.
No, one of my best friends is in school of ed and wants to be like early education. And it's such a giving back. Like job,
it really is.
Like it's the most like heartfelt thing you honestly can do.
And honestly,
it's so sweet to me.
Yeah. Like, no, everyone has like that one teacher too that like really impacted them. And I feel like the early like childhood teachers just care so much because like you don't go into that field without like really caring about kids.
No, seriously. Maybe we can slide this in. One of the most impactful teachers was actually in Ireland that I had.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of.
Yes. Okay.
I'll give a little backstory moment. Mm-hmm. But so the school that I went to here was like massive, giant, thousands and thousands. Like our graduation is like one clap. Like it was a bit OD. But when I moved, we went to a really tiny, like all girls Catholic school with the uniforms, with everything. Like it was as Irish as you can get. Like I was literally wearing the high stockings.
You're not
like
a dairy girl, James.
Oh, trust. Like the accents were there. I was ridiculed every day for
you're American. Really?
Oh, trust. But like it was like all in good fun.
I don't know. I think if some Irish kid was like, I hate your accent.
No,
go back to where I came from.
They'd be like, say it again. And I was like,
was there like a specific word that they made fun of you for saying?
What was it? There was something like so. Honestly, there's too many to count.
What about
to
like
be
waffle?
Honest. Waffle?
Like if you said waffle?
Waffle is normal. Pancake. They say pancakes for crepes. They say pancakes are.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's interesting.
No, I know.
That's cool. No, whoa. That's so cool.
Going back to this teacher, No, you're good.
Yes.
Going back to like this, literally the stockings, the whole like shebang. Everything, the whole shebang. And I had to wear these really like long skirts, but like it wasn't that long. Everyone complained about it. You know, like the middle school girl, everyone was like, there's a boys' school up the hill. Like they were rolling it up. And so they would walk in and this literally decrepit old lady would be standing there. She was standing there and she would yell at every single girl that walked in. Oh, let me see. Put your hands down and measure. And then you'd have to roll it back down. And if you had it, if she knew that it was rolled or if she knew that it was sewn up, like you would get written up.
Sewn up is insane.
Sewn up is crazy. Because people would go get them altered. Yeah.
And they're just unfluttering.
No, I know. And so this teacher, she honestly, bless her. Like, I really hope she's doing well. Because after all this, I was like, maybe it was for the time. It fit the aesthetic. It fit the Irish aesthetic. But at the time, it was not fun. And she also, I sat at the back of the Irish class because I was not about to be doing Gaelic. I'm sorry. But she taught me Latin. And it was a fun time. That might be sarcastic, but maybe a little part of it was a fun time, I would say.
I totally believe it. Yeah.
Now you have a grasp on your Latin roots.
That's amazing.
I would say, on my Latin roots. Back to my Latin roots.
I remember I did Latin in middle school because my dad was like, you need it for the SAT. He was like, this is how you're going to memorize words. I never. The only thing I got from my Latin class was tripping over my backpack and getting a scar on my knee. Like, that's the only memorable part of Latin. Like, that's the only thing I retained. But, you know, it's okay.
Well, do you guys have impactful teachers? Favorite teachers? Oh, my gosh. Doesn't have to be Irish.
Oh, you never talked about your favorite celebrity.
My favorite celebrity.
Okay, should we go back? Should we go back or should we just go to...
We can do anything.
Whatever.
On our pod.
What's your teacher? What's your teacher? What's your
celeb?
I have a bunch.
Is this a heartfelt story you're about to get into?
Ugh, okay, let's think. Oh, also, can you hear like the sound of my headphones? Because sometimes when I move, it like crinkles. Like if I laugh. Mm-hmm.
No. Good. Oh, if you laugh, you can hear the sound of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you guys hear mine?
You no. should only okay, be able, if you hear from here, you should only be able to hear on this.
Okay, I'm just thinking because I was like, okay. Okay, yeah, wait. Good. So... Going back to...
I say let's get into a favorite celebs. Let's continue around the circle.
Okay, it's your turn.
I would say mine has to be Paul Mescal.
Oh, Irish boy of the year.
I'm literally... Normal Girls is my shit. Like, mm-hmm. I've been on that.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I don't even
That's so real, guys.
No, because so I don't know when I read that shiveringly first. Shivering. No, because that book made me shiver. Like, I'm not even kidding.
I'm scared to read it.
Oh, because...
I'm scared to read it. I haven't.
So... I'll say it's not the most literature you're ever going to read. It's not like...
literature.
It's not the most literature, but... Hear me out. Hear me out.
Where's the book?
No, where is it?
It's a lot of...
Wow.
Normal Girls is my... when Paul Mescal... But okay, let me rewind.
Yeah, let's go back.
It's not the most literature of literatures, but it's just such like a it's so simple that it's like beautiful. I think it's really like kind of the, if you've watched the show, if you've read the book, it kind of just talks about how like this is not a romanticized life, and like you don't always have to be so like, you know, in a couple, it doesn't always have to be like a beautiful movie. Like every scene that you're experiencing is like just makes sense with the plot. Sometimes life is just like bland, and sometimes life goes ways that like you don't expect, but it's kind of just like whatever, mundane. And I don't know, I was just like, wow, that's so true. Because I've read a lot and like watched a lot of stuff where it's just like, you know, amazing things can happen in your life. It's very nice to be like aspirational with all that, but it's also nice to be like, this is just normal and we're normal people. And so it was very like, it was very sweet that, in that way.
That's very, I never, like, I watched the show and seeing that, like, you can see moments where you're like, oh, why isn't anything working out? And then you're like, wait a second, like, this is very realistic. Like, things that have happened to my friends, like, stuff like that. Like, when I hear about it, it just seems... So hearing that in the book, like, I'd love to read that.
No, it's easy to honestly, like, hate on the show and hate on the characters because, like, it is hateable. But also you're like, wait, there's people in my life that are also kind of hateable. And it is real life. So, like, and Paul Mescal kills it. Like, I'm sorry. I cannot hate anything he's in.
I need to get into that because, like, now your description, like, I was just, like thinking because, like, the prowess, the writing prowess you have to make something so normal and mundane like captivate a bunch of audiences, and then also Paul Mescal, like his kind of like sad Irish boy trope, like all of us strangers. I know Evelyn was talking about watching that with a friend. Like he reprises the same role. It's so sad in the end. Like oh my god.
You know who else is in that? Andrew Scott.
Yes. Andrew Scott. Really? We're bringing it back.
He did so amazing in that role. Like, oh my goodness. I'm
Andrew Scott.
I have so many things so I have to watch and read now.
This is just talking to Michelle on a daily, like,
it's new media. Yes, absolutely. Every time you talk to Michelle, you get a new,
my
like,
Goodreads constantly open. My letterbox on the tab is there.
I love a letterbox. Oh my gosh. I'm a letter fiend. Because I was like, at the beginning of like 2023, or like, was it the summer 2023? I was like, I need to get into my letterbox era. So I downloaded it. And also, like, having like an archive of a bunch of things that I watched was just fun to me, and now I'm getting into it. Like every time I watch something, like a movie, I always log it there and like reading the reviews and then changing my profile.
Something I was realizing is like all these apps are being made. Like I love a good just like organizational app, but like all of them are just like notes apps like enhanced.
Yes,
like all of this can be done in notes. That's app, so but I love the like visual organization. It's so good. Like a Pinterest. Yes. Literally
anything. I love Pinterest.
We're all Pinterest girls.
No, literally.
I love it. It's so relaxing. Like I can make the exact visuals that I want and no one's going to see it. And people can see it if I want to like share it.
It's the least social of social media. And I love it.
And I just stare like aesthetic images. Like I have like, I always have like a new board that I'm working on. Like I have my always, I have like an aesthetics board. So that's always getting added to. I have my 2024, which is just my aspiration. Yeah. I have a college mood board, which is like intermittently. Ooh. Have my cooking, have my sewing, have my knitting, have my crochet. Yeah.
That's amazing. I have like different, I have one because I want to live in the city when I'm older.
Me for real? Oh, what city?
What city am I not going in?
No, because this is my struggle. Because every single person likes to tell me that I would fit in any city. Because I'll be honestly, so what city do I seem? And they're like, oh, like so Seattle. Like you're so.
Oh my god.
No, because so they're like you're so like hiking, blah blah blah. And then I'll be like, then they're like, oh, you're so New York girl, like blah blah blah, going out. And then they're like, oh, you're so San Francisco. But I just cannot make up my mind.
This is so cute.
This is my Pinterest. I have.
Yeah, you guys need to see. I want to put like a screenshot. Yeah, actually, we're not doing a video.
Yeah, we're not doing a video,
but we can possibly post a photo.
I will say, listen to this podcast. You need to have the Letterboxd album. You need to have the Pinterest. Exactly. You need to have the Goodreads.
Like,
we will be sourcing those recs for you.
We will be giving
you.
Some good recommendations out, especially songs. Oh, we're going to give a song recommendation. Yeah,
I love a music.
Spotify
I have a radio
playlist
show,
so is
Spotify
in playlist. Progress.
Yes.
And I think we're going to do like a song per episode. Like each of us gives a song.
Power 3.
We want to go to that segment now.
Switch to a little spot.
Let's switch it up.
We are going to do a song that reminds us either, like, of Ireland or, like, study abroad. Like, if we've taken any study abroad trips.
Let's do it.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Start out with a little song moment.
Okay.
One of my favorites, honestly, this is low-key a cringe one, but... I, like I said, was recently in Ireland, clubbing it up a little bit, all legal, which is so weird to say,
I know.
Because I
that
like,
crazy.
It's
we're
so
weird.
Old. No, we're, I, the way, like, I'm scared even saying that because I'm going to be re-listening to this podcast like 10 years in the future. And me saying that, I'm going to start crying. Like, oh, she was so young. So, I know. We're going to think we're so
young.
But anyways, let's just say it anyways. We're so old. I can cry about it later.
That's for 28-year-old me to handle.
No, literally. But so I was in the club listening. I was like, oh, it'd be so funny if like some British rap song comes on. Yeah. Guess what comes on? Sprinter by Central C.
Oh, okay.
And
that thing fucks. Like,
no,
that
it does.
Song is good.
Oh my gosh.
Something about like the British rap just like slides off the tongue. Like it just like something hits.
Dave
about it.
It's a poetic genius.
No.
NGL.
It was just it was so good. And like then they did the little Pink Pantherist like moment.
Yeah.
Like it was just all the British rap was killing.
That's crazy.
And it's so I thought that would like link to the Irish theme.
Yeah. You know, I think British they have to have some spice in their rap because they don't have any spice in their food.
Facts.
So funny.
Facts.
They have to take it from somewhere, you know.
That's so real.
Low-key roast on British. I'm sorry, anyone else. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. All of my celebrity crushes are British, so future husband. I'm sorry.
You
I gotta roast you
British.
A little bit. We gotta have a good banter.
Exactly.
No, we do.
You could play like London Boy. Wasn't that the first song?
Oh, So American.
So American.
I love So American.
Olivia Rodrigo's new song.
Olivia Rodrigo's new song.
I hated the original. I didn't hate it.
Oh, really?
I just didn't like it. But I feel like this song, I will listen to this unabashedly. It's already on my summer 2024 playlist. It's so cute. It's so adorable. The only thing I don't like is the end where she's like, I'll be.
I love that part.
I have not been on this.
Yeah. It's something
it's
new.
It's her like, first. People are saying it's like her
first
like love
song.
Oh wait, because everything is like
everything's been like heartbreak. Like all of her albums have been very much centered like heartbreak or like traitor, brutal, good for you, like that kind of thing.
I'm
like,
sorry, I like Loki got sick of it.
No,
a little bit.
That's what I'm
like sad.
And also like it's
so
like
I'm so glad
she's fitting herself into like this mold. Like she's so young, but like she's not gonna be like that age. For, it's just like the teenage angst.
One of
you're
her
not
songs
teenager
is about
anymore,
that.
You know?
One of her songs is about that.
Real. Okay, what other songs do we have?
Oh, okay. My recommendation. Wait, let me.
Let's pull it up.
Let me make sure I have the right. They're right. I don't have like a specific artist who sings it because it's kind of like everywhere, but I love okay, I don't love it, but the Rattling Bog.
What is Rattling Bog? Please give us some context, Maris. What is that?
I think that's we're getting down near the Rattling Bog now.
That's stop, 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 stop. They played this. They played this at the at no the way. Pubs. You're kidding. The gug down in the valley, oh, oh, the Rattling Bog.
Bro, anyway,
I'm showing you this clip later. There's literally a girl Irish dancing to the song.
I love it because any song that's like you stomp your feet and you like jump around and you dance together, I love it. Also, Drunken Sailor. Love Drunken Sailor. Something about the sea shanties, man. I love those.
They get you a shanty.
Can I give a little personal story with the sea shanties?
Oh, absolutely.
Drunken Sailor? No, the sea shanties.
Oh, it's so, I don't know.
This is so embarrassing. No, literally, no. Something about my freshman year friend group, they were on sea shanties. What, like,
in the middle of Carmel, Indiana?
No, don't dox me like that.
In the middle of...
Guys, you know what would hit right now? Let's play a sea shanty.
No, because I literally... There was this group, like, we would sit around the fire, and these two men would somehow whip out a guitar out of thin air, and they would be like, hey, guys.
Barbie Cena.
And somehow they Barbie would... Cena. No, because somehow they all knew the same sea shanty, and I swear it was... I swear it was, like, the sailor one. It was the Drunken Sailor, and they would start, like, percussioning. I was like, this is not real.
I'm guitar when I come back now.
So trust, if you're so feeling funny. Like your friends are annoying you right now, they were not doing that
they
shit.
Were not, like, they're not doing a sea
be
shanty.
Be grateful every day that they weren't singing sea shanties to you.
Oh my gosh. So
my little song that reminds me of Ireland, even though I've never been there, are actually from this band, and they're from, like, Pennsylvania or something, but they're... Lilty voice sounds like they're from Ireland.
Oh,
it's called Yesterday. Yeah, Yesterday's Girl by the Neels, and it's so summer, so spring. It's like lilty. It's cute. It's just so fun. It's earnest. Yesterday's Girl.
That's amazing.
I love that.
And it so made fun. Me think of okay, something I was gonna say. Ireland wise, I love Dairy Girls.
I love Dairy Girls.
Could rave about that show. I love it so much. It's so funny. But the Cranberries.
Oh my god, yes.
I love the Cranberries.
Linger.
This one is Dreams.
Linger.
This one is Dreams by the Cranberries.
This reminds me of when we're walking. I was walking on the snow and on the ice and we were playing the Cranberries in the morning.
It feels like growing up. Like every time I hear this song, I think of Dairy Girls and also I just think of like coming of age moments.
I know.
We're never going to be this again.
Okay, wait. Do you know Anne Buchanan's theme?
Oh, I don't know.
Anne Buchanan's theme is the most coming of age. I don't know what movie it was in. I embarrassed myself the other day because I said it was from like Lady Bird and it was absolutely not.
No, it's from The Edge of 17.
It was something, but that's such a coming of age song.
Oh my god. Goodness. I'm about to cry. It's just so good.
We will give you the recs on this podcast.
No, yeah.
Absolutely.
I
had like two unserious, but that one's like actually the serious one. That, like,
no, because we have
the
endless
Rattling
media.
Okay,
but hey.
Rattling Bog, Rattling Bog, the Bog Night in the Valley.
I don't even know all the lyrics. I should learn it and then perform it at some point.
And you can perform it on the air.
Okay, well,
I'll get ring work. She's on time.
Oh my! Next podcast, Michelle whips out the guitar just like God. The sea shanty man.
Yeah. I love. I think this is so fun because I don't actually know like a lot about Ireland as like a whole. I feel like Evelyn knows the most because she lived there. Yeah. But I feel like I feel like it's a fun topic because like it's become so prevalent.
Know,
at least from what I've seen, like on TikTok, like on my For You page, like I get videos about it all the time.
Yeah. I don't know, but when you post this like theme, I was like, honestly, I haven't thought about it before. Mm-hmm. But now that you bring it up, it's true. Like all these actors, who's like getting invited to the Oscars? Who like all these Irish, these Irish men?
A little bit of context: it was St. Patty's Day when we were gonna first record this.
Yes, it was,
and then we got a little bit sidetracked, and then we couldn't. So it's like a little bit far off, but that was like one of the main reasons why. But then we were like, it's so crazy, like how much Ireland is in the media right now.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. And who won Best Actor?
Who did?
Who won Best Actor? You say it.
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy.
Oh, yes.
For Oppenheimer. Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's such a good actor.
And guess where he's from? Guess where he's from? Cork, Ireland.
She was just in there.
That's where I lived.
Oh, my God. That's where you live?
Yes. So he was the talk of the town. I went to this ice cream place, and the girl was like, literally, because it was the Oscars the night before.
Yeah.
And she was like, people will not shut up about Cillian Murphy every single customer in the ice cream shop.
Oh, wait. That's so cute. He has so much support.
No, he does. Aww. He does. The hometown was... It was killing it for Cillian Murphy. They were
oh my god, he's children.
His children?
Cillian Murphy.
I think it's like Aaron and Malachi.
Malachi, maybe.
It's M-A-L-A-C-H-Y.
Malachi.
Malachi.
Malachi. At least he doesn't have a crazy celebrity name. No. Like, I mean, gosh, crazy celebrity child name.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, like
Rutabaga.
Rutabaga. Soil. Oh, next one's gonna be like dirt under a fingernail. It's so
altogether.
No, the middle name like under a fingernail. I've definitely also seen TikToks about like people talking about names that would be good if they didn't mean something else.
Yes.
And someone was like, but that's kind of true.
Okay, wait, now I need to think.
Yeah, I gotta think of an example.
Like plastic, like something like
40.
The K is not silent.
Plastic.
Plastic.
Like, aluminium. Aluminium. Why am I thinking of like materials?
Rubella.
Oh, rubella, like the disease. Yeah. Like the, that's so funny.
Mumps
is crazy.
I saw one and it was like, I think it said cutlery.
Oh, wait, why is that kind of?
I think like another one, like couture.
Couture.
Like couture. French, like couture.
Can we do a little accent moment? Do we want to do a round table accent?
Yes. Okay. Like,
how about we all say the sentence, I love Ireland and Cillian Murphy.
In what accent?
So let's just start out any accent you have to offer. Let's start out Michelle.
Okay. Should
we do Ireland accents first?
Anyone who can do one. I personally, I can only do one when I go there.
I tried at the very beginning, but I don't know. If...
It's so embarrassing. When I talked to my friends over there, I slowly like came out. Like the first sentence I said to them, they were like, you sound so American. I literally wanted to throw up. And then it started coming out. I was like, Ireland. Like I was literally
Ireland.
Like it's literally coming out. But please give us the okay. I love Ireland yeah. and Cillian Murphy or whatever okay. you want
to
say.
So my best accent I would say is the New Zealand accent, but I have to practice a little bit. So I need to talk it a little bit before I do that. Okay, so what was the word again?
I love Ireland and Cillian Murphy.
I love Ireland. I mean, no.
I know, it's hard to say without the... But you can say any sentence.
Any sentence. This is my New Zealand accent. I love Ireland.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. No, now I'm doing the Irish accent.
Good.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. That's the Irish, like, that's more mm-hmm. Irish. But, like, the New Zealand one, I was going to talk in the New Zealand one, and then it'll show up to me. Because
I feel like I'm on the beach right now. I feel like I'm about to turn out. Into a mermaid.
Yes,
like,
it's H2O, even though they're Australian, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
Close enough.
Close enough.
Maren, what do you have to offer in terms of accents?
Do you guys want like a posh British accent or like
some French?
I want the
French.
Let's get some French.
What? I can do the French accent.
Like a French accent. I'm trying to speak English, but with a heavy French accent.
Bisous.
I love Ireland and Cillian Murphy. He's a great actor. If you want to watch the film Anatomy of a Fall. What is it in French?
Ladybug.
Like
miraculous ladybug.
And were they doing it in the Quebecois accent? Because isn't that from Canada? Ladybug.
So I actually, if you guys haven't seen that movie, I love that movie. But
I've never seen it. I'm not gonna say that in French.
Anatomie d'une chute.
Oh, I was gonna say chute, but I didn't know if that was like the
chute for fall. Yeah. But I think it's so good. It's like, it won, I think, I'm going to say in American. It won a Palme d'Or.
A Palme d'Or.
The way
like American accents sound so gross. Once you start, once you do other accents, I'm like, ew.
But that one's very good. But that's like... just like a good French movie. Why did I start talking?
No, but yeah.
Because I wanted to hear some accents.
Oh, yeah, but that
too
one,
many good.
No, so that's my French one. Do you want another one? Or do you want to sound for now?
Sure. Yeah. I would love to.
Can you just from the ends in Britain, but like a less Britain. Posh one?
A less posh one. Kingsman, right?
Yes.
I think like Kingsman. I watched Kingsman. I was like, Eggsy's so cool when you watch him.
Okay.
I love Ireland and Cillian Murphy.
Hello.
So great. Hello. Bloody
hello. Hello, Rov.
I don't know. I think if I talk to someone who's British, I'd like do better. But then you become posh. Like if I said better, then it's like more posh British accent. I think if I talk to someone, then I could do better if I watch an interview with a celebrity.
That's true. Because
mom, I need to go to school.
Mom,
Mom, mom,
mom, I'm late for school.
I need to go to school.
Mom, I'm late.
Tom Holland.
Mama. Zendaya, Zendaya.
I want to play Spider-Man.
Zendaya, I love you.
Zendaya, she's gorgeous.
The love of my life.
She's gorgeous. Oh my God, I love them together so much.
Oh, I know, they're so gorgeous. Okay.
They seem so great. So, have you seen every interview? She always talks about him, and he talks about her, and it's so like they love each other so much.
No, I literally bring this up. Like, I always ask this question at random, like, events. Yeah. I don't even know. But I'm always like, if there's any two celebrities you'd want to go to a wedding to, like, any, like, it doesn't even have to be ones that are dating. You can just smash one up. And this kind of backfired because some people were like, me and, like, Megan Fox. And I was like, let's rewind.
Yeah, like.
But my answer for this is always Zendaya and Tom Holland. No, like, that wedding would be
they would be
amazing.
So respectful.
They'd be like, hello.
They would literally. And like, bro, the kiss, like, I'm sorry. Like, oh it would be God. So, like.
I love them.
Perfect.
They're just adorable. I know it would be elegant and he would be crying.
Oh, he would be
crying, and she'd be crying.
She'd be confident, though, strutting down the
His dog dress. Would be there.
Oh, adorable.
That would just be, that'd just be great. I love seeing, she did an interview recently with a bunch of puppies, and, like, and they asked her, I think it was because of Dune 2, she's doing a promotion, and they were like, who has the most, like, Riz, like, out of the cast? And she was like, that's, like, for charisma, right? And they were like, yeah, and she goes, well, I will always say, like, he's not in the cast, but Mr. Tom Holland. Oh, she said, like, she Mr. Had Tom to. Holland. I was like, oh, my God. And then there's another, like, past interview. And Tom Holland was like.
You think Tom actually has Riz?
Yes.
Have you seen videos and photos of that man?
No, because I don't think the thing is, men that look like that don't have Riz.
No. I disagree. I think you're a little bit shorter, you gotta
like,
okay, but he's short, but, like, everything else is making up for it. Like the face card. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I cannot find a fault in that man. I'm sorry. He was my celebrity crush for a long time.
No, that's
a little whisper on the
I'm sorry. It's because I watched Spider-Man and I love Marvel movies. And when that Spider-Man movie came out, I remember he, like, had a scene and I thought, like, he did so well. And after, my dad was like,
do we want to get into our first ever? Sorry, your dad?
Oh, sorry. And my dad, he was like, after the movie, he was like, I think Maren, like, that's why Maren loved the movie. And I was like, no, I just love Marvel. I was like, I did my, like, eighth grade, like, you know, project on Stan Lee. Like, I love Marvel and comics.
Oh,
and I was
Stan so pissed Lee because, died too.
Yeah, my brother and I, like, love Marvel and we watch the movies all the time. So when my dad was like, that's the only reason you like that movie, I was like, absolutely not. And I was like, but he's very cute.
No, because you was can't like, minimize it to a man. Attractive. But that's real.
But well, it was, but he don't look very attractive. That's just, I like him because he's nice. Like, okay, I don't know this man in person, obviously, but, like, his interviews, like, he seems nice. And Zendaya, come on. Zendaya would not date, like.
Oh, absolutely no. I love the little, like, parasocial relational moment, though, of being like, I know the celebrity would literally be my best friend. No, like, if the celebrity went to my school, you know what I mean?
Do you have, like, one in mind?
I feel like, honestly, there's a lot that come to mind.
Oh.
I have to say, though, like, Claro. Like, tell me she wouldn't be my best friend. Maybe that's just because I'm a bags, like, bags I'm on that bag. I'm on that bag daily. I'm on that bag. I'm carrying that bag. I'm sitting on that. That bag is being dragged all around campus. I'm on the bag.
I feel like someone who'd be my, like, celebrity. Yeah. It's always, like, these niche TikTok micro influencers. Like, there's just one guy I'm obsessed with. His name is, like, Chris Hain Jr. on TikTok. Like, he's just, like, so aesthetic, just, like, chill dude bro vibes. Like, I feel like him and I would be like
Michelle is aesthetic, chill dude bro vibes.
I know exactly. Like, this thing is like, I think it's pretty. Only there's just one girl, she's like a college freshman. Her name is like MT. Like, it's just so like
MT.
And, like, she does, like, her hair is so good. Like, she's just like a sex, she does film photography. And then what else? I don't really.
These are fun ones.
Yeah,
give them a follow.
That's nice, give them a follow. But they change every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Love. Well, other than... Oh, yeah. Do you have an answer?
I feel like there are a lot of people that I feel like I would get along with well and that I like. But someone that I would want to be friends with is, like, Xochitl Gomez.
Yes.
Because she's friends with everybody.
I know.
Who's, like, in that age group. So, like...
That would be fun. The parties.
Oh my...
You know, the circle goes crazy.
That's just... I don't know. They're so, like... I feel like they're, like... people that you put on your Pinterest board to be like, oh, stop. I wish I could like be in that friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, because imagine the debriefs. Like, she's not just debrief. Like,
oh, she like knows
her everybody. Debriefs. She pulls out. She's like, oh, yesterday, like Taylor Swift was buying this at the grocery, and that, and then she's like, oh, you didn't even hear this person. They, it's like some I dumb know, thing. They're like, they're like, Zendaya just went like dairy free, and they're like, no way, no way. I just saw her yesterday getting ice cream. Like,
no.
The circle debriefs would be insane.
Yeah.
On the topic of celebs,
yes.
Do we want to give a little first celebrity crush?
You're pushing that. Okay.
We don't have to. We can give it to another episode. But I think I don't know. First little tidbit. Feel free to be as embarrassing as you want. I'm lucky. If you need to give a cartoon, give a cartoon because I'm about to.
Oh, please. Cartoon is like a whole other. Like I feel like my first like I can't remember.
Yeah, me either.
But, like, really, I remember when I was, like, oh, like, maybe this is what people, like, call a celebrity crush. Like, if I saw someone, I was like, oh, wow. Like, they're, for me, celebrity crush has always been, like, they're acting really well and I admire them, but, like, they're also attractive. Wait. Sorry.
So, who else? So, what celebrity do you think?
So, my, like, one of the first ones that I can remember was Josh Hutcherson.
Ooh, in I remember
specifically
that.
Specifically in Journey to the Center of the Earth 2. Oh,
I thought you were gonna say Bridget Terabithia. That movie.
No,
was
he was
sad.
Too young. I was but when like, I was younger, like, I wasn't like thinking about that. I was just like, oh, okay. No, I think
wasn't he from
Hunger Games?
Like, oh, was he
was in Bridget Terabithia. He was in Hunger. He was PETA. He was PETA on Hunger Games.
You're right, you're right.
He's so adorable.
I think I just
he was from the No Hate Camp. That's where I know him from.
I'm trying to think of, like, basically every British boy that you could think of was, like, someone that I was, like, admitted to being, like, a celebrity crush. I had, like, Tom Holland. Louis.
Okay, British
who's dating Olivia Rodrigo currently.
Which is why she made that song so American and why it's so good. I love Louis Partridge. I love Olivia Rodrigo. I used to be Olivia Rodrigo hate bot. Not like a hate, just like really? A moderate hate bot. I just was, I don't know, because I'm just a dick writer. I don't know why I even... I'm not gonna get into that. That's like a whole episode.
The dick riding.
No, yeah.
Yeah, anyway,
Dev Patel.
Ooh,
he's very attractive. I feel like Alfred Enoch. These are like British Alfred celebrities. Enoch. I love that name. Very attractive. I think it's just more of like, I don't know. I never had like specific. It was just like I'd see someone, I'd be like, oh, they're attractive. I never like put posters of them like on my wall. Like I never did anything like that. It was just like, oh, those people are attractive.
No, that's fair. I feel like it honestly wasn't until probably middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, middle school, obviously. You're like, you're having, you're in the, you were in the fan
you're
phases.
You're in the trenches.
The fan phases.
Oh my
and
God.
And tell me why we all like, the way, so I don't know, because all these kids, like I literally am so old, but like, the,
so
this,
old.
No, because tell me why I went to Target and these Gen Alpha bitches, they were roaming and they were like, mama, mama, mama. And they were talking, the way like the toys now, they're not even like from a show. It's from like some niche TikTok trend.
No.
Or from like a Shut Roblox, up. A Roblox. Like game, I'm not even kidding.
That's
bro,
terrible.
Have you
like
seen?
Leapfrog.
No, I know the McDonald's toys. Minecraft. The McDonald's toys are Adopt Me, Roblox.
What?
Like
what?
You're kidding? Yeah. So, anyways,
you're
going
joking.
Back, going back to what I'm oh saying, like because these Gen Alpha like kids, they probably have just like, you know, they've seen all this media since such a young age. I feel like we started seeing this like really hyper trend media when we were like middle school. So I feel like that's
true.
When I started. So like we're already gross and like hormonal. We're already like all this. And then at that same time, that's when I'm starting to use Musical.ly, starting to use TikTok.
I remember those days.
Oh my God. Oh,
I remember them vividly.
I saw like an old TikTok because I was looking through my Instagram archive just to like see where I've been and where I'm going. And I posted a TikTok. I was like, who's ready for a break? Oh my God. I used to go through like a polo face. Like that was the only thing like my siblings were all wearing. My dad loved a polo Ralph Lauren. Or what was it called? A Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
We'd always wear those Tommy Hilfiger polos. We'd go to the outlet store. That would be the whole day of
wait,
it.
Wait. You would wear the polo to the outlet store, is that what you're saying?
Yes!
That's
also, like,
so good.
Then, like, we grew up a little bit more, so, like, you know, the polos were, like, took a back seat.
She said smart casual at all times.
No, literally, like, we were a polo, not a polo, but we were, like,
You were pole dancing, you know, not polo.
No, yeah. We were, what's that? Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger family.
Yeah,
there was a
did Tommy. You? So you like posted that on your Instagram story?
Oh my God, I posted it on my actual. I'll
posted,
show it to you guys
like,
after.
You know that thing where it's like send an emoji. I'll tell my opinion about you.
Oh my god! What was that called on Snap?
I don't know.
Write
don't
me or something. Like
it
that.
Was like something with an H. It was like hide.
So stupid.
It hit me out.
I was like, because it was like anonymous. So I was like, ooh, people are gonna say like what they like. They really want me to know like what I think about them.
They really want me
or
to
I'm
know.
Gonna be like, oh my god, and I'm gonna see who has a crush on me.
Drama. No. The way that was so drama though, because and there'd be all these bots in the chat.
So drama.
So drama.
Okay, who is your celebrity?
I have a couple, because then like as you said, like it was like middle school, you're getting all hormonal. I can remember like a pinpoint something to that. Mm-hmm. But then I look back, I'm like, why I like to watch these scenes so much. So first is Stevie from Wizards of Waverly Place, Hayley Kiyoko.
Oh my god, the
Oh yeah, I
was gonna say Wizards of Waverly Place, the little brother Max. Is that his name? Also Max. kicking it, the guy who's so good at it.
Howard,
oh my gosh,
Howard, Leo Howard.
Oh, and Lab Rats Chase, the smart one.
Stop.
Yeah. Okay, so tell good. Us more. Yeah. Tell us more.
So
sorry,
Stevie, this just like literally. Oh my god, and then Stevie in Lemonade now, but she wasn't called Stevie then. But like, oh my god. Hayley Kiyoko,
the streaks in there.
Oh my god, literally I'm foamy at the mouth. And then I think about music videos and stuff. Oh my god, let me tell you,
she has all these tabs pulled up.
I visual reference. And then Lady Gaga in the very last half of the Bad Romance music video, which
the
is
very
in that
last
red,
half is
like,
so
jumpsuit.
Funny.
Like,
just Michelle's thinking about five, that red jumpsuit.
No, it was.
So wait, what about Britney Spears in Toxic?
Oh, I didn't really watch that.
Red jumpsuit. You need to get on that.
How do you get that? No. Oh, that one. The one where she's.
So guys, if
one.
You.
Oops.
If you want to get, if you want to pique Michelle's interest,
hop on a red jumpsuit.
Oh yeah, red jumpsuit.
And just walk right on by Michelle. Her eyes will be. She'll be looking.
Right over.
She will be looking. The cartoon.
And then like I was. This is so. Oh my god, I was on Tumblr and all that stuff. This is when I was like 10 too. 2016. Actually, was I 11? I was 11. Mm-hmm. Ruby Rose was one of my fanatics. I've aged out of it now, but Ruby Rose has a special
and
place.
And guess who it is now? Who's the girl from Bottoms?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Isn't it?
Hazel!
Yeah.
Hazel.
I love her.
That's what I was saying. I feel like she dictated one of my types. Like now I feel like I just like people in that vein. It's so.
That's so. I remember you talking cyclical. About that. I saw another little media. I feel like.
Because this
podcast, like this specific episode is so like centered on media. I was gonna say like another media thing. I saw a bit of an interview or like a little bit of like a quote from it, and they were talking about Bottoms, and they were saying that Hazel was like in the Bottoms universe, she's like not attractive. Like that's why it's supposed to be a joke, like because she's not attractive, so like that's why it's supposed to be funny. But everyone,
I saw that too, and I was like, because that's the thing in the movie, like they're all hated on, they're like, I can't get a girlfriend, like blah blah blah. They're all like crying about this. Tell me why, if I was in that school, I'd be on that shit.
It's the Andrew Garfield effect when he was like in The Amazing Spider-Man. He was Peter Parker. He was like moody. He was a photographer, and they were like, he was a skater boy, and they were like, yeah, nobody had a crush on him. I was like, have you seen his face?
It literally icks me out. The guys that are like, so you wouldn't like me if I was like.
You wouldn't like me.
Nice guys finish last.
Normally girls don't like talk about me. Like I just
they send a snap and they're like, I look like a 6 out of 10.
No,
and then they're like, why didn't you respond? Well, how am I supposed to like lie to you?
But I always say like, girl, you're so beautiful. Like you don't. How am I? Don't get it.
No, I don't know. I feel like I just don't respond because like I'm not gonna lie to your face until you look like a 10 out of 10.
I always just say like, where's my hug at? And they never really give it to me.
Like I'm just there with my arms open. Where are they? Like where are they? I just feel the air.
Oh my god!
The air on my skin, the goosebumps. Have you guys seen the thing where it's like they like do the weights? They're like practicing.
They do the
workout. They like wear my hug at.
Where my hug at?
Do you need a ride?
No,
you need a ride.
What's your
stuff? Oh, got your phone.
Gonna have to jump to get it.
That's so good.
That's so funny.
No, way too many of those.
No
way. Do we want to get?
Oh, Shane McCutcheon too. From the L Word?
I actually don't know.
Literally, I'm telling you, Hazel, Ruby, like, it's literally just the same person.
While we look that up, one of my top ones, I have to say, 10 Things I Hate About You, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, sorry.
Oh my god, there's this guy, Drive Me Crazy, another 90s rom-com.
Wait, is he the one who learned French?
So cute.
Yep.
The one who learned French
Is this man.
Who? Oh, my God. Man. Yeah, him and that. When I was that age, I was like...
Oh, I know. Literally. It's he just, was, it's he just learned the time.
French for her. Wow. Are you kidding me?
Honestly, no. Anyone that speaks French anyways, like, maybe so I'll be a French funny. Person hater, but, like, the language is beautiful. Language is
it so is. Pretty. I love learning French. I think it's it very is. Fun.
And then, guys, I can't believe I'm about to be airing myself out like this in the first pod.
I know.
But I was a miraculous lady.
Oh, my God.
You were absolutely, I oh absolutely my, was. So no, glad. No, no, I have so to tell glad. You something really cringy right now.
No, please do. This so, is the place.
So right now. Or right now. So I obviously love, like, I love that show and I love Cat Noir and Adrian, whatever, but I like Cat Noir, like, more than Adrian, as you do. Anyway.
Absolutely.
But I was so obsessed with this show. God, this is so...
No, because I probably have something worse than you.
I was so obsessed with this show.
I'm waiting.
That I made my voicemail Cat Noir. It was a Cat Noir recording, and this is
There's
what he said.
No way.
I fucking promise you. He goes, hey... No, she can't come to the phone right now, but leave a cat bun. She'll enjoy it. And then he meows. He meows.
Do the meow, do the meow.
Anyway, he meows. And then, okay, oh get this. God. I set it as my voicemail. And then in, like, middle school, like, a good, like, 6th, 7th grade, I forgot Tell about it God. Until junior year of high school. My friend goes, hey, do you have, like, a setup, like, voicemail? I was like, no, girl, like, I don't, like... You know, like, I just pick up the phone, and if I don't, it just goes to voicemail. She goes, oh, well, let's make one. She was like, this is where you find it. And I was like, oh, it looks like something's already there. She goes, well, what is it? And starts playing, hey, leave a cat bun. She can't come to the phone right now.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding
me? Let me tell you, I remember I got played, and I was like, shut up. Because so many people have called me. This was like high school, right? So we're talking sixth grade until junior year. People have called me, and every time it goes to voicemail, that is a voicemail they get. Yeah, I know. Yes. But like, I remember.
They never brought it up or anything.
When I know. No one brought it up.
Well, do you know why they didn't bring it up? Because you weren't friends with Miraculous Ladybug. She would have brought it up.
Yeah,
she would have been like, know. Hey. You call her back on the phone, you get the voicemail. Hey, I heard your voicemail.
Oh my God. But it was so, I remember like downloading it to like make it more.
You were doing.
I remember
God.
Downloading it to make it
she
my
wanted
voicemail.
Better quality.
Because I saw it like on Instagram and I downloaded it. I screen recorded it. I downloaded it to my photos and Real? Then I downloaded it onto my computer.
Oh
and
my
then.
Goodness. Oh, you put in the word.
I know. And then I had to like voice record it on my phone and then I had to save that like MPG or whatever onto the voice and then make it the thing. All the memories came like flooding back.
That is amazing.
But so,
I
yes,
say do it again.
I was a fan.
I that's some pledge. That's something I would do if I was like a pledge leader. Like literally, I would be like, yeah. Everyone make their voicemail Cat Noir right now.
It was and keep it funny, like that. Though, like, that's just so like good. A funny thing. Anyway, so yes, I was a fan. Oh, I didn't know I was like that big of a fan. And I just thought it was like cute. And then I was like, oh.
No, because It was me and a couple of my friends. Like, this is while I was in Ireland.
Ireland?
And the Miraculous phase, Ireland? It transferred over. It was not, it transferred the Atlantic Ocean at that point. Because it was, we were down bad for that show. Mm-hmm. Like, every day. So, like, the new stuff was coming out and it would only be in French. And me and my friend would watch it in French.
It's a French show and
is
then they translate it into English.
I heard it's Canadian because my sister used to watch it too.
I thought it was just
I think it's French Canadian.
It could be French Canadian, yeah.
But anyways, yeah. We would watch this. Like, I remember we would sit in our classroom, like, eating lunch, and my friend would be like, did you know this one new came out? Like, literally, what were we on? Every episode was the same fucking, what like, stereo.
It was the same. It was the same.
Template.
Someone gets sad. He goes, go, like, akumatize them. And no, then someone gets hit by a butterfly. And then they always save the day. But I love, like, the little lush. I thought Cat Noir, I thought he had, like... So he was like Tom Holland level.
Oh, absolutely.
Charisma.
No. Like he was
so suave. He was so
Stop suave. That's so funny. But I had the little earrings because you know how Miraculous Ladybug, she clicks it and she, what does she say? She says,
spots on.
She says, Tiki spots on. Tiki spots on. It was so, and I would literally, don't do that. I had them and I would wear them. It was,
I didn't get on the show.
I don't know if you do at this point.
It's
but.
Like, yeah, I don't even know.
At that stage of my life, that was everything to me.
A new season came out on Netflix, actually.
Never mind, we're getting back into it.
Because for me...
But I don't know how, like, new it is. Like, they might have just, like, reloaded just put it on the American Netflix kind of thing. Yeah,
we're getting back.
I was obsessed with Andy Mack in my... Because I was, like, about to age out Disney Channel. I was 13. Then Andy Mack makes her big wave on the Disney Network. I was hooked. Like, literally everything about that was pure
the
cinema.
The guy she had a crush on, I thought
Jonah
was
Beck.
Nice. Jonah Beck.
Jonah. He played Ultimate Frisbee.
He played Ultimate Frisbee.
And now that is Riz.
Kind
when
eyes.
A guy
he
plays,
kind
guys,
eyes.
Guys, take like, notes. Oh take notes. Play Frisbee. Some Frisbee.
No, and like that whole show was just, I'm still peeved that we did not get an official edit. I was doing fan edits. Like, I was
were you really?
Old.
There that's were, commitment.
I was committed. Mm-hmm. But wow. Yeah,
that's so good. Yeah.
No, there were a lot. There were a lot of shows that I was obsessed with. Oh, did you guys watch Gravity Falls?
Oh yes.
My brother's Gravity 2 years older than me, and we would always compare ourselves to like Dipper and Mabel. Aww. But there were so many that I liked. But oh, do you so have fun. Other crushes? Or do you want to talk about like animated?
Oh, because
or is that like a whole other?
That's a whole other story. Like a whole that's other a whole so
podcast episode.
Yeah, we don't even. Switching topics.
Oh, speaking of celebrities and our celebrity crushes, turning back to media, we were talking about Letterboxd a little bit before and Pinterest and stuff like that. So I'd like to start, Michelle, what is your most recent Letterboxd entry?
Oh, my most recent? How do I have a story to tell you? So I'm in like this Blaxploitation media class and we're learning about like films from the movement. So my last logged film is The Spook Who Sat by the Door, 1970. It's honestly like pretty radical for its time, even today. Like, if you were to watch this, it's like it's actually insane how progressive and revolutionary it is. But I'm just gonna read the bio from Letterboxd. A black man plays Uncle Tom, and Uncle Tom is like a stereotype of like a caricature. It's like a very subservient black man. In order to gain access to CIA training, and then uses that knowledge to plot a new American revolution. So he basically is kind of like a pseudo. Like, he runs like a militarized revolt against like institutionalized racism, and like he does a lot of like it's actually insane. Like, this movie is pretty good,
but like, it doesn't really does it go into the topics, or you can just tell like it's a pretty simple like
it goes in. Like, it does. There's this line, this guy, he's working for the police, they're both like black, and this guy figures out he's running this like resistance organization. So his friend turns on him and like points a gun at him. And then the guy who's running the whole thing, the guy who infiltrated the CIA to get their training to train other people, he's like, "I'm freer than you on this side of the gun than you are." And he's the one who's like, isn't that Oh, we're gonna talk about it in class on Thursday. Yeah. It's gonna go hard.
If that's the lyric, like on this side of the gun. What is that? The Frank Ocean lyric? There's a Frank if anyone knows what I'm talking about.
I feel like I know, but I can't I don't know the exact words from the lyric, but I know what you're talking about.
But like, I found that like so profound. I was like, oh my God. And like watching the whole film and having that tie in together, it's like jaw dropped.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then for favorites, let's see. So like my four top favorites. Dog Day Afternoon, my all-time favorite movie. I need to rewatch that soon. It's just such a masterclass in building tension. It has, why am I forgetting his name? It has Al Pacino in it, which is so exciting. Yeah. Sidney Lumet directed it. I don't know why I brought this clogging up. But it's such an amazing movie. Literally, we need to have like a watch party, because I feel like the first time you watch this film, it's kind of like, oh. But, like, the second time you watch it, like, you can't, it's always in your mind. And then it becomes your favorite film. Because I showed it to my siblings. At first, they're like, oh, okay, 4 stars. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, I keep thinking about it. I keep thinking about watching the movie.
I love when you think about a movie, like, after you've watched it, that's how you know it's a really good movie.
This movie?
For sure. What'd you give it?
I gave it, at first, it was like a 4.5. And then I gave it a 5. I
think for Michelle, that's pretty good. Amazing movie.
Yeah. Like, literally. Oh,
that's crazy.
Okay, I found the lyric.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Going back just really quick, it is not a Frank lyric. It was a Kendrick Lamar lyric. Okay. It's Money Trees. I love Money Trees. But it's everybody will respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever. And so it's like, it's definitely like that. It's really sad, but like, it's true.
That's true.
And it's kind of what you're saying. Yeah. But those are good ones. So that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, that's like my all-time favorite. I can go into a little bit more, but that's like... That's just in brief.
Those are some fun picks. Yes. Like, those are some unique ones.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, most recent. This was actually on the flight back. From 10-hour flight. I had some time to watch some movies.
10-hour is very long.
Actually, no, it was not 10 hours. Why am I lying? That's what that's what Greece
is. Actually?
That's what Greece is, 10 hours. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, it was like six, probably.
Oh, okay. Not too bad. Yeah, that's all right.
But they had some crazy good movies on there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm taking advantage of this. I don't have to pay, like, mm-hmm. whatever. And so I saw there was some Wes Anderson. And so I clicked right on in to Asteroid City. It was so good. I was like, I need to watch this movie. And it kind of got some hate. After I watched it, I started looking up, like, Rotten Tomatoes, like, IMDb. And it kind of is, like, one of the worst Wes Anderson rated films.
I've never seen
it. Me either. I've never seen Wes Anderson.
But I love Wes Anderson, so, like...
Should I do a little summary?
Yeah, of course. I've seen, like, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I love that one.
Like, growing up. Like,
so good.
Yeah.
I love just, like, the style. And, like, obviously, like, that's what he's known for. Like, all his framing and coloring is, like, beautiful.
The color. Oh, my God. That man's a master of color.
But... It's kind of just, like, about the overall plot. It's kind of weird because it's, like, about the making of this, like, basically, like, it's kind of a film or a play. I think it's, like, the making of this play. So they show it as, like, they're doing that. But then they also are showing it as the actual, like, movie. So it's, like, they're making it. But then they also just show the movie as the movie. Kind of switches back and forth. So it's, like, kind of weird in that way. But it's set in, like, a fictional desert town in the U.S. in the 1950s, and they have this little like space convention for some kids and stuff to come into town because it's called like Asteroid City because it's nothing else is in this town but this old like crater, this old like asteroid kind of thing where it hit like a long time ago. And so they're having this convention for it and talking about it, and they have like a memorial and everything. And while they're announcing like the anniversary or whatever of this asteroid falling, an alien comes over, and he comes down and he takes the asteroid.
Wow.
And then that's kind of how it starts.
That's crazy.
And yeah. they go into quarantine, all this stuff goes down in the city, and it just goes from there.
Quarantine. I feel like sometimes when I like the movies reference or like shows reference quarantine, like, it's too meta for me.
It's so crazy. I think it's crazy because like that was such a big thing that happened to everyone.
And it's 4 years ago.
And it's going to be referenced a lot because it impacted... Oh, my gosh. Wow. Because it impacted everyone.
Everyone, so everything, the entire economy.
Forever.
Like, forever.
No, I was... Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. 4 years ago is crazy. Well, what are your top...
Oh, wait. What did you rate it?
Okay. So, low-key, I kind of just lied right now because I did not put it in. But I had...
Okay, what are you going to rate it right now?
I definitely watched this movie, but I'm so bad about remembering to put in my letterbox.
Yeah.
But I think I would rate it probably a 4, I think. I'm, like, pretty selective with my... But it was really good. I would say probably not my absolute favorite Wes Anderson movie, but, like, a 4 is honestly still, like, pretty good, I would say.
Yeah.
Because
I think a 4 is good.
It had the full plot. It had the full, you know... It had everything it needed.
Yeah. Because for me, like, my 4s were kind of like my, oh, that's good. Or, like, that's, like, better than after, you know? Like, that's, like, my 4 is, like, my basic.
Okay, if you're saying after, I'm saying 4.5.
No, you're kidding. Like, my 4 is just, like, my middle of the road. Like, oh, that was good.
Oh, but, really?
Like, 5s are really selective.
I think 3 is, like,
anything can
average.
Get a 4. 4.5 like average for is, me. Like, where you're getting, like, wow, that was a masterpiece.
Yeah.
A 3, it's, like, this was garbage. Like,
oh, really?
Sometimes it's, like, if I get anything below, like, don't even talk to me if it's below 3.
Double Daddy, though, 5.
That got a 5.
Five.
That was, like,
we
only,
can
like,
get into that
five.
Next episode.
Oh, that was a good, that's
okay.
a good movie.
Yeah. Marin, what's your pick?
So,
or what's your last?
I'm not going to lie
She's
to you.
She's giggling.
My two most recent were Enola Holmes and Enola Holmes 2.
How was it?
I've watched those.
Have you seen them?
Actually, I don't think I've seen the second.
The first one? Okay, I actually like these movies. It's essentially, okay, I'm going to read the little like bio for the first one. Okay.
And guess who it's with?
Louis.
Oh, Louis.
Is it Louis or Lewis?
Louis.
It's Louis, right?
Louis
and Millie Bobby Brown. Millie Bobby
Brown. Guess who was at the Eras tour when I was there?
Millie
Bobby Brown.
No,
she was
gosh,
in the same arena
so cool.
as me.
What arena were you guys at?
I was at Cincinnati night one.
Oh my god.
Why is she
in Cincinnati?
We talked about this. I was there too.
Oh,
oh my god. Oh my
so
god.
Millie was in your presence
I
also.
Know, isn't that crazy? Okay. So the bio says, while searching for her missing mother, intrepid team Enola Holmes uses her sleuthing skills to outsmart Big Brother Sherlock and help a runaway lord. So,
runaway lord.
If you guys haven't seen it,
I love it, Edwardian.
I've seen this already, but I like rewatched it because it's been a while. And it's essentially like Sherlock Holmes, and it's the take on Sherlock Holmes, like his little sister, and it kind of like gives a background to how she grew up and how they grew up and like why they are the way that they are. but it focuses on Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Enola. It focuses on her mindset, kind of like as she's going through the world, and something happens. Her mother is Helena Bonham Carter. Is that
her?
Oh
my God, yes, is that I love her.
I'm always, I feel like I never say celebrities.
Helena Bonham, like, yeah, that's okay.
But she,
Enola's a fun name too.
I know, yeah, right? Canon? Well, backwards, it spells alone, which is something that they talk about in the movie, because her mother wants her to be independent and be strong alone. She wants her to have friends and people who support her, but she also wants her to be able to support herself. It has a lot of, that's like cool. feminist, like very good, like messaging. Yeah, very Millie great would. Message. But so basically her mother like disappears. So she has to find her mother. So she calls like Sherlock and her older brother, who's also, his name is Mycroft. And then they have to go.
I think
it's
Minecraft. I was like, what?
No, Sherlock and Mycroft. And then basically she has been brought up in this being a very independent woman. And this is like the time of corsets. Like this is like, you know.
Steve is in the show.
Yeah, you get married. You have to have the right elegance. You like this is like fan signs were a thing, like secret signals, stuff like that.
Bridgerton.
She couldn't own her own. Yeah, property. She couldn't own anything. Like, so this was very much like her mother raised her, like, in the country. She taught her to fight. She taught her to, like, read her own books. She didn't have, like, I don't remember what it's called, but, like, a lady who's in charge. Like a
maid?
No, or it's, like, there's, like, a specific name for it. But someone who basically, like, brings her up, who's, like, your teacher.
Oh.
But, like, in elegance and, like, to be a lady, pretty much. So they, like, want her to be a lady. So Mycroft is, like, her ward. He becomes her ward. So he, like, wants her to be a lady, and she doesn't want to do that. So she runs away, and she's like, okay, I'm going to go, like, find my mom. And that's also where she meets the Lord, who is Louis. And then they go on, like, their own little adventure. And then she finds out that he's actually in trouble because he's, like, a new, like, young upcoming Lord. And he has ideas that are going to change, like, the way that the world is politically. Is he, like, in a good way. Like, good social change.
It's not the medieval age, but...
So because of that, like, people want him gone. People want him out of the photo, so people are trying to kill him. So she now has to, like, find where her missing mother is and, like, help this guy.
It's her becoming
a detective. Yeah. Right. And I love, like, reading Sherlock Holmes, like, mystery books.
Is she actually in the Sherlock Holmes mystery books, or is this, like, a new character? Or is this,
I actually don't know. I think it might have been referenced, but I think, like, this is... And that's another thing I love. Like, I kind of like the spin-offs.
Yeah.
When they, like, put... Like,
effort into
like, yeah, when they put some effort into it, and they can, like, create new characters. And I love...
Did you ever read Nancy Drew?
Nancy Drew. I didn't read that, actually.
It's very similar. It's, like, kind of a little girl detective moment.
But I love it. But Enola Holmes, I liked it a lot. Because the soundtrack is also very good, and the cinematography, and she talks to the camera sometimes.
Oh, I love
so I love I like I love the whole idea. Yeah, the whole idea of it is really great. So I think I gave that one like 4 or maybe 3.5, and then Enola Holmes 2, which is also very good. That's when she's like finally become like a professional detective, like in her own right. You know, she's trying to like make her own mind and stuff like that, and she has to find a missing girl. And this, I love this because it ties into historical elements. It talks about match girls. And it talks about, like, the very first strike that, like, Match Girls went on to get more rights for women.
Isn't that ironic? Like, Match Girls strike?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love that because it even references, like, the first girl who, like, Sarah, who's the first girl who stood up and, like, to advocate for more rights for Matchbox girls. And that's so cool because they talk about that. And they don't, like, make it, they kind of make it a thing because that's, like, part of the premise of what's going on. But it's not, like... This is her entire life story. Like, this is something they kind of like incorporate it in a way where you're like, oh my gosh, this is like a thing that really happened. Like, and people didn't know about it, or like people needed to stand up for it, and then they did. So I just kind of love that.
I love that. I'm gonna look up.
And it's a little bit, it's pretty witty. Like, you know, like the two movies, I like their humor.
Those are fun.
I know. Yeah, so
we all have amazing, like, movie taste.
Yeah, I know. We're
eating it
we're
up.
We're sharing the Letterboxd.
Well, we probably need to start wrapping up our first pod episode.
So good. Like, it went so smoothly.
But I'm glad everyone,
so much fun.
Hopefully everyone could get a little taste of some of our media recs.
Exactly.
We will keep them coming, trust.
Yeah.
Like I said, keep your Letterbox open, keep your Goodreads open,
Pinterest,
keep your Spotify, everything, because we love
Shazam
to yap about media. Keep your Shazam, maybe we might be playing a little bit. Maybe it's a half radio show, half pop.
Yeah,
who knows? But hope y'all enjoyed. We'll be sure to be next week. Be here. Back next week. We'll be here. We won't be talking about Ireland anymore, but we'll find a new little yap sesh.
That's Australian.
Nar.
That's Australian.
Hopefully you can tune in to hear more of our accent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Bye. See ya.